with the Dundalk manager, Stephen Kenny. Stephen, good win for you.
Yeah, you know, we're pleased. UCD beat us here last season, so that was fresh in our minds. And you know, to win 5-2 was a convincing win. And another good 3 points.
You went 1-0 down. You were back, right back into it within 4 minutes. It was important for Pat to get that goal.
Yeah, it was. We had a setback going behind to the early goal. That could be somewhat frustrating. Mm. A free kick from distance going in like that, and you're frustrated because you've prepared well, and all of a sudden 2 minutes and you're a goal down. But it was a brilliant response to go in half time 4-1 up. Yeah. You know, we really came strong, and that was a response that we wanted.
Yeah, I mean, your second goal, Curtis claimed that there was talk about the UCD goalkeeper perhaps punching the ball in. Didn't really matter. Then Daryl got the third goal, and then Brian got the fourth goal. So you were comfortable at half time.
Yeah, we created an awful lot of chances, and we hit the bar a few times. And you know, and even in the second half, it was a relentless amount of chances. So 5-2 certainly didn't flatter us, but we're glad to score 5 goals. We're just disappointed to concede 2, but you know, you can't have everything.
What's your reading? I mean, there's reports today. It looked as if Andy Boyle got booked in the 51st minute and then getting booked again for the penalty. Did you see two yellow cards?
I don't think he was booked for the fourth one, so we'll have to wait and see on that. I don't know.
But anyway, I mean, you came back well from the 4-2. You got the fifth goal. I mean, came from the penalty spot. But the performance tonight and the goals, the fact that your team are reigning in goals, you've scored 27 of your goals this season in the league at home, shows how good your form is both away and at home.
Yeah, we've been 6 straight wins now. That's terrific. And, you know, the players have been on a terrific run. And difficult games coming up now. We've got Sligo in the FAI Cup on Friday, followed by the visit of St Pat's here. The difficult games coming up, but we've been on a terrific run, 6 straight wins, so we're delighted with that.
And finally, on the injury front, everything okay? Keith Ward will be out for another couple of weeks, will he?
No, I'm hoping Keith will be back for Friday. You know, so there's every chance that he could be back for Friday.
Good news, thank you.